Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having our good friend Cinda Baxter back on the show. Cinda is a member of our Brain Trust, and she's the lady who founded the 350 Project. And if you're a small business owner, especially if you're a Main Street small business owner, Cinda Baxter is your friend, whether you know it or not. She's a speaker. She is a trainer, a writer. She's a pioneer in a lot of ways. She's an expert at putting your best, helping you put your best foot forward in the marketplace. She's our good friend, Cinda Baxter. Welcome back.
Well, thanks, Jim. It's good to be back.
Good to have you back. Remind the audience what the 350 Project is.
The 350 Project, at its core, is really a consumer awareness campaign based on the idea that we each want to think of three locally owned, independent brick-and-mortar businesses and get back in the door. Just spend a little something, because that's what keeps the door open.
Mm-hmm.
And the 50 ties to the idea that if we each look at what we spend monthly right now, our current monthly budget, and just earmark 50 of those dollars for purchases made with those same types of local businesses, it would have a huge impact on our local economies. And if half the employed U.S. population did it, we're talking about $42.6 billion annually.
Wow. Let me give you an example of how I've applied this. I've got a Lowe's and a Home Depot, both on either side of the highway on the way home from my office.
Mm-hmm.
And also on the way home just before I get to either one of those, is with a much smaller parking lot, is a little lumber and supply business.
Mm-hmm.
Home building supply business.
Sure.
And so my natural instinct is, as you know, as a consumer, is to follow the big, you know, the big crowds and go feeling like I need to walk around in this big building. And sometimes they do have things that I want that other people don't have. But if I just slow down and stop and think, wait a minute, the guy, when I walk in that store, the little one, they know who I am.
Oh, yeah.
They
want to keep you.
I have an account there, Cinda.
Oh, good.
They'll send me a bill. and I can get technical help there. And they don't send me to an aisle. They go with me to an aisle.
Mm-hmm. Or better yet, go get it and bring it to you.
That's exactly right.
Yep.
And it's just so much more fun. And I find that I have no idea whether they're cheaper or not. I don't care.
Well, and you know, the interesting thing about it, and this is something that most consumers and most small business owners are not aware of, there was a study done by an organization called Civic Economics that studied how consumer money hits the economy depending on where it's spent. And what they found is that if you take $100 and you walk into one of those big boxes or one of the big national chains, if you go in there and spend it there versus spending it with an independent local mortar business, that local business will return $68 out of those $100 to the local economy.
That's right. That's right.
But if you go into a big box, at best, you're looking at $43, and in most cases, you're looking much closer down to the $19 to $25 range.
And most of that's payroll.
And most of that is payroll.
Yeah.
It isn't retained in the local banking system.
It's called a sweep account, folks.
Yes.
The local bank where they make the deposits, if they're even, you know, and anymore, Cindy, with all the credit cards that people use now, credits and debits, they're not even swept out of a local account. It's cleared somewhere else, right? And so, but the cash and the checks and things like that, those are deposited locally, but they go into what's called a sweep account, and that night it's swept out of there and it goes somewhere else.
And, you know, that's something I talk about when I speak in different communities, training merchants about the 350 Project. And I wish I had a nickel for every time a banker who has been in the audience has come up and said, I don't know how you know about that, but that's accurate.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's like, yeah, I know. The money that's in the cash registers in those 17 checkout aisles this morning and during big box, you know, extravaganza Black Friday, by this time tomorrow morning, those dollars are going to be out of state.
It's gone before the next daylight. And here's the other thing. That small company is more likely to have deposited that account, that money, in a local independent community bank.
Oh, absolutely.
Which also turns right around and gets loaned back out to another local business or to help somebody buy a car or mm-hmm. something like that. Local, folks. Main Street is the future. More and more and more every day, Cinda. Main Street is increasingly the future of small business of America.
I agree.
Give us a website, Cinda.
Well, the website for the 350 project is easy. It's just the350project.net.
All right, .net. Check that out. Quick break. Right back with Cinda Baxter. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
If you are a CEO, you know success is a matter of getting the right players in the right roles with the right goals. Hello, friends. Jim Nance here. Every coach is looking.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.